Yeah, I forgot what
you're talking about. Okay, so I'll just start from the top. And once again, I want to thank you for joining Peace of Mind Life Services, Inc. We are in a group session for support. The topic is actually codependency. I added some questions on codependency. What is codependency like? How trauma causes codependency? Are you in a codependent relationship? How do you break a codependency relationship or any type of codependency trauma?
I think it's a loaded question. I think that the question or the topic itself, it isn't deep enough, right? Because we're all human beings, we're all codependent on each other in some kind of way. Now, what I think where the problem comes in at is, what is your level of codependency? Is your level of codependency meaning you ask a friend for an interview and then you do everything else that you need? You know what I'm saying? They set you up and they do anything else you need. Or, you know what I'm saying, it's codependency asking your friend for an interview and then asking them to help you do the interview. You know, or asking them to, you know, help you with clothes or a place to stay until you get an interview. You know what I'm saying? I think it's about a certain level of codependency, not necessarily codependency itself, because I believe we're all codependent in some way. We're all socialist in some way. You know, all these words that they use in our politics to try and divide us, oh, this is socialist, or this is capitalist, and so forth. They're just words that, you know, that have different ideas. You know what I'm saying? But in some form, you know, with Social Security is socialism. You know what I'm saying? The first word in Social Security is social. You know what I'm saying? But you have so many people railing against that, saying that it's welfare. You know what I'm saying? But then how many people are benefiting off of it right now? You know what I mean? And then, you know, I won't even go to how many white people are benefiting off of it that don't even deserve it. I see so many fucking 400-pound motherfuckers are just fat for no reason. You know what I'm saying? And they just got fat. And then they apply for Social Security, and then they get disability on top of their retirement. Like, straight G in the government. You know what I'm saying? But anyways, I think I got kind of off topic, but I think codependency is, like I said, I think it's a kind of like a loaded word, because I think that we're all, on a certain level, we're all codependent on each other in some kind of way. You know, Rosie was talking about this earlier, and she was saying that how she's codependent on us because she calls us and she talks to me and you tone about things that be on her mind, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's like, you know what I'm saying? But that, I don't necessarily see that as codependency. I see that more as, oh, I'm trying to, you know, expand, you know, my learning curves.
So I have a question for James. What's your definition? Who name something you might feel might be codependency?
You like me, though?
Yes.
Okay, like in my situation, you know, I lost my legs to diabetes. So in some instances, you know, my lady that lives with me, I need her for certain things. You know what I mean? As far as, like, when it comes to going to, like, take a shower or bath or something like that, you know, I have to have, you know, certain things, like, to my age. So without, you know, the help of things would be more so difficult. You know, I could probably do it on my own, but it's risk to come with it. So to an extent, I need her, you know, for that, you know.
Okay.
Something something in that situation, you know, dealing with my handicap. You know, because of my handicap, that makes me dependent on her for certain things.
So.
Okay, so.
Go ahead, Rose.
I'm going to ask you, James. So when you say that you're dependent on someone to help you, you know, throughout your life, right. and throughout the day with normal that, you know, you need to get done, do you experience any type of poor boundaries? You know, for example, just because you need help, are you being affected in another way that could be causing you to, like, you know, rethink? And it's hard to say in your situation because you have a disability. So you can say, I mean, how is this person here really helping me? Because you got a lot of other thoughts when it comes to this person helping you. Or are you just okay with this person helping you? Meaning, you know, do you have
I'm very appreciative of it. You know what I mean? I was doing it, you know, by myself before she came in the picture, but, you know, I've become to get a little more lax in my situation because I know she's dead now.
Gotcha.
But as far as, you know, really, you know, I don't know, depending on it, so, like I said, you know, probably because I'm more lax now because she's been around for it, but before she was here, I wasn't, but, you know, because, you know, she's been here for a while now, it's almost like I got comfortable with it, so, to an extent.
So,
okay.
I'm going to go in another direction with the codependency, and this is something everybody has to think about. We all live life every day when we wake up. When we all wake up, we all have a codependency, but not even really thinking about it. So it's like when each one of us get up in the morning, everybody has a thought of something. It could be, I want to sleep with this woman. It could be a codependency. I want to get this job. It's a codependency. I want to get this car. It's a codependency. I want to go to the movies. It's a codependency. And the reason I say it's a codependency because it's something that we all crave and want. And the moment that we can't get it for whatever the reason may be, then sometimes it can cause some type of trauma. So it's just like, I give an example. I moved here to Georgia 2 years ago. I've always worked in the school system. I go to apply with Gwinnett County. They turn me down. They bring up stuff about my past. Now, for me, I love working with the students. But now when you got someone who brings up your past, it makes me feel some kind of way like, well, damn, am I serving a life sentence? Am I dependent on being able to feed these kids with knowledge? Do I get upset when I can't do it? Or do I just go on with my day? So everybody, I feel, has some type of codependency. Even if you're going into a situation where you're trying to get approved for a house or a car or an apartment and then you don't get it. And then it's like, man, how does this work? Or do you get upset? And then it's like, man, are the people trying to, white man trying to hold me down? Or I can't get this and that because I don't make enough money. And again, we might not even look at it as trauma because sometimes when things in life happen, it's like we accept it as the norm. It's just like, butter, when you first lost your legs and you were somebody who everybody know was known for doing whatever you wanted to do when you wanted to do it at your own way. And now here's a situation where you got to learn to start living with this disability. You're going to have people talking to you in a way that they never would talk to you, act a certain way towards you. And then your dependency is, you know, maybe wanting to still get the same respect that you used to get. And then when you don't get that, it's like, well, how does this make me feel? Would they do this if I was still the old me? You know, so it's like, I feel like all of us have some type of dependency, some way, shape, or form. You know, we just look at it like it's the norm.
Right.
You know, life.
Let me say this for a minute. And I understand what you just saying, so I'm going to touch up on that. You know, my response to that in a lot of instances is I've learned to deal with a lot of different things by, you know, the saying that they say, you know, because of my situation, they got this thing, you know, called you stay in your lane, so that way you don't have to worry about things coming to that. But this is what I want you. Anybody have a dictionary on here at this moment? I tried to get one last minute, couldn't get it.
Mal?
I got you. What you need?
I need you to look that word up. Because, see, this could touch on, we probably could go a lot of different ways with this codependency thing. Let's see what that dictionary has to say on it and see if we can really narrow it down to one specific thing or if it's just going to be what it's going to be. Something that touches on a variety of different things.
Excessive emotional or psychological reliance on a partner, typically one who requires support on account of an illness or addiction. This is why I said, I don't feel, everybody's emotional and everyone has a psychological. So that's just like, for instance, when you see these women get on social media, what do they shake their butts for? What do they dress provocative for? It's emotional. So what do they need from men to make them feel like I'm loved? They got to show their body to feel like, because if they want that emotional attention, because if they didn't want it or need it, then why do it?
Well, it could be something else too. Nowadays everything is about the money. It could be that.
Well, it actually is. It develops when you're a child. Codependency starts in your childhood. It starts as survival skills. Melvin and I, we talk on this a lot. He's always bringing up the fight or flight, or freeze response. Then you get stuck.
With children that have been, adults that have been abused.
Okay.
That's a specific thing with people that are children that have been abused.
And
especially the ones that have been abused by their parents.
And
for that
definition, Rose, the definition, there's another part to it I see. It is an emotional and behavioral condition that affects an individual ability to have a healthy, mutual, satisfying relationship. It is also known as relationship addiction because people with codependency often form or maintain relationships that are one-sided, emotionally destructive, or abusive. And that goes back to, like I said, these women emotionally lead a man to say, I love you. If a man don't say, I love you, women would be like, oh, you never tell me this. But women don't tell men this all the time. And men accept it like, okay, I need you to say you love me, or I need you to do this. Many times women want men to provide financially. They want men to provide emotionally. And when they say it's one sided, it's like, okay, so what are you going to provide for the man? Or what are you going to provide for me? I'm giving you the finance part. I'm giving you the support. I'm giving you the love and the emotional side and all this and that. But what are you giving to me?
I thought that codependent, or the word dependent, meaning that you were just needing someone, because we all need somebody, but the word actually has a big negative connotation.
Yeah.
That was the message that I was trying to get across when I said I think we're all codependent on someone. I was just saying, I think that we all need someone from time to time, and in life, no matter what you're going through, you could be the most independent motherfucker on the earth, you're still going to need somebody.
Oh, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you can't, there's no man as an island. Ain't that what Dr. King said?
Well, that's why I said, for instance, a man can live by himself and have all the money in the world and say, I don't need nobody. But he's going to have sex eventually. So guess what? That's a dependency. Because you're going to have sex with this woman. And once you have sex with this woman, what are you expecting from this woman? Are you expecting her to just lay down, no feeling, no emotion, don't say nothing? Or are you looking for some type of acceptance from her? Oh, baby, I love you. Just imagine that. You having sex with someone and there's no words being transferred or passed, nothing's being said, no emotional, everyone is just like going through the motions. many people would not like that. So it's almost like when people get in relationships, you break up with one person, you jump right into the next relationship. That's a codependency. You need that partnership, whether it's good for you or bad for you. You ain't even giving yourself time to emotionally get over the last one. So it's like you need a partner or someone to make you feel.
Yeah, yeah.
When we talk about this codependency, you think to yourself, you ask yourself, or let's just say I'm throwing a question out there now. Is it a negative or positive side to this codependency thing?
I think it is a negative and a positive. I think it's both. Because, for instance, like Rose said, my daughter might expect me to call her every day to say, baby, I love you. Have a great day. She's expecting that from me. She wants to hear it. That's not a negative. That's a positive because I'm giving my daughter encouragement. But then on the flip side of that, if I'm in a relationship with a woman and I never say I love you, baby, I'll talk to you later. I love you. How would that make her feel? You know,
is needing that communication of love necessarily codependency?
Absolutely.
I think you're walking on a fine line right there.
I think it is.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. I mean, because it's two ways you seem like you can look at it when you think about it.
Right.
Well, so yeah, I think what you think when you say it's like a fine line.
Like, well, how is the behavior in the matter? I mean, how about trying to change the behavior?
So,
because when you respond, you're behaving.
So again, let's say you got a partner, right? And let's say you get ready to do a book premiere. What you expect from your partner?
Support, respect.
Okay, you want them to support you and be there, right?
Yep.
But what happens if they don't go and they don't be there and they don't support you? Then what?
You don't feel some kind of way.
Is that a codependency? Like you need this person's approval?
I mean, however, if you have self-determination, you will feel a way, but you won't need that to continue.
Yeah.
And do what you have to do.
But then there's the negative thing because now the person's upset and they're angry.
Yeah.
Because you didn't support them.
You can choose to let that affect you, or you can choose not to let it affect you.
So it's a choice. You also can, you know, give yourself fair warning and say, hey, I'm going to be prepared just in case she don't show up.
Right.
So this was, I get it. Okay.
I used to think one time, like, when Tony asked me earlier, things like, you know what codependency is. So I was like, yeah, I know what it is. See, my idea of it was like, it was always something like you being needing of a person, regardless of who they are, but it was something that you could outgrow. So it really wasn't something that I guess it would remain, you know, then, like in a sense, like, well, okay, I'm codependent in certain instances, but, you know, I've outgrown that. You know, what I might used to need somebody for, I no longer need them for. It might just be something that very rarely ever, you know, comes about where it's though you codependent to somebody. But I guess when you look at it in a sense, I guess from the time you born to the time you leave the earth, you always will be codependent on somebody for some reason.
And then I give you one. Not even. I give you another one. Check. Listen to this one. How many women get in a relationship with a man, right? And she's giving this man her all and don't even have time for herself. Listen to this. Codependency often has you funneling your energy into supporting the people in your life without making space for or even considering what you need for yourself. I've been in that situation. Yep. I've dated women whereas though I'm making sure your kids got clothes. I'm making sure you got food. I'm making sure your bills paid. Well, what about me? I ain't even checking on myself. What about me?
Yeah. No, you just asked that question.
Yeah. What about me? I'm making sure you and yours good, but then what about me? I ain't even checking myself or giving myself, you know, what I need, any space or anything. I'm just making sure, and a lot of times that happens. You got women that run around for men and do everything and ain't even taking care of self.
So Tony, you remember the trio conversation we had?
Right.
And the person just started, you know, just went ham. And, I mean, you were listening. You were like a deep foot listener. And I know you were catching everything. You got a big net. It's like, yeah, I got it.
Right.
I mean, you didn't really say a lot, but at the end of it, you gave her a vision of the way you used what was coming out, you know, to the open, that it just makes the one, it was one-sided, like you just explained.
Right, it was one-sided.
It was one-sided. So how can we fix, you know, things like that if it was to happen to us or, you know, with that person? It would be, you know, some suggestions for that person.
And then you
well,
got...
Go ahead, Bada.
Go ahead.
I'm thinking of some instances like that, like you just said, Tone, when you got the person that's saying more to the person than they are to them, is when you got somebody that's like lacking in a sense, like, let's say you had a female that's the content producer. So the male being in the, you know, relationship or whatever around that person might feel like this is their way of giving back. You know what I mean? To be there for the person, to support the person in whatever that, you know, endeavor may be. So, I mean, you know, in that situation, like how you just explained it, you know, about the female being of whatever and the person having more for that person than they do themselves.
Well, it happens a lot of times in relationships. I always say women have men throwing bricks at the penitentiary. Because let's say when these women dating street guys or guys with money, they make these men feel like, you have to buy me a Birkin bag. You have to buy me a car. You have to buy me a house. You have to take me to dinner. You have to pay my bills. You have to do this. You have to do that. And while this man running around throwing bricks at this penitentiary to do all these things, what is he doing to maintain his sanity or take care of himself? When does he have time to reflect and think about himself? He too busy trying to please somebody that's not giving him the same energy back. So his codependency is, I gotta feel needed by being used. So many men needs to feel like they're somebody by taking care of a woman. Because it's like, if I don't take care of a woman, then she's going to talk bad about me and I'm not going to feel like a man. So it's almost like right. men need that codependency for the woman to say, oh yeah, my man do this, my man do that. But if he don't, then he's bad mouth. So now he doesn't feel like a man. So I feel like a lot of men suffer from that, needing a codependency of acceptance of a woman to make them feel like, oh, he's a man because he did this. And if he doesn't pay my bill, then he's not a man.
So the codependency thing gets so deep, it's just no way around it. You know, it's just like with everybody saying the right thing, and it's just like, almost saying that it isn't the right way or wrong way. It's just, this thing is deep. I mean, it's like, there's no way around it. You know, codependency is just what it is. You know, us needing each other or us needing somebody. You know what I mean?
Right,
it's just
then,
no way around it.
But better than Melvin, I think, says that it's a choice. And I agree with that. I think that's a big part of it because we all have choices. So you can make a choice to say, you know, I'm going to do this. What if that person that is helping you decides to, you know, just leave in the middle of the night and you wake up and there's no one there? What would happen?
I would just, you know, I guess I would have to deal with it. You know, that's the only, you know, option I would have. You know, to deal with it.
Adapt or die.
That's all. I mean, it's like you're back up against the wall. You ain't got no choice now. I can't just lay in the bed and say, oh, she's done. What I'm going to do now? I got to still clean myself. So I can't just forget, you know, how to do that. It, you know, hurts or whatever the case may be. But, yeah, you know, in a situation like that, you have no choice but to deal with it.
Right. So if you don't have a choice, you have people that feel like they don't have a choice. And they just stay stuck. And they don't budge.
Yeah,
and they just cause more trauma to themselves.
That's when the thing becomes, that's when that mental health thing jumps in. You know, that's another topic, but that's when that mental health situation comes about. You know, because a lot of people, like you said, in situations like that, that's like a bad choice when you get stuck. When you feel like that was the only person that could do what she was doing or he was doing, when there's other people out here, they hard to find, but you got to always keep that thought in mind that somebody else can do what that person was doing.
That's right.
That's not just a me thing or, you know, something like that. There's always somebody else that can do that.
Right.
A person that person's in that situation just have to be strong-minded and, you know, stuff of that nature. Like, you know, in my situation, you know, at one time I'd have never thought, like, I would have been without my leg. And then when I lost him, a lot of people was like, God, man, I mean, boy, you took this one like a champ. I used to go to little groups because the people that I used to work with in physical therapy felt like I was good with people when it came to dealing with my situation of, you know, being left. And every day you see me and talk to me, it was like a smile on my face. It was almost like, big smile, bro. He ain't got no legs. You know, he got depending on somebody the rest of his life. I kind of made it look easy, you know what I mean, or whatever the case may be, but, you know, I always felt like, yeah, I'm going to just try to put myself around people just on a, you know, level I'm on or page I'm on and just try to, you know, deal with it as best I can. And in my situation now, and I got lucky, I got a partner, I met in a nursing home when I was in there, and I wouldn't trade it for nothing in the world. But like I said, though, I was just, you know, doing everything for myself because she came in the picture. But since she's been in the picture, she just showed me something else. Like, I'd have never thought if somebody just told me that, or somebody out here need to do this, that, and the third. I, you know, come to learn from experience that I don't have a problem with it now with this young lady in my life.
So is there one type of codependency that's worse than the other? Like, for instance, mental codependency versus spiritual codependency or companionship codependency, even alcohol codependency.
I think I would call it a selfish codependency. You know what I mean? Somebody that can do it.
Right.
But was purposely like, man, I'm going to have somebody do it because they think this is what they have to do and they don't give me a chance to be, you know, needing nothing or whatever the case may be. You know, you got people like that that's just late. Everything they do, they expect some type of dependency. You know what I mean? There's people like that out here. It just depends on somebody for everything. Every time you turn around, they making a call of somebody.
Peep game, I brought that up, right? Because you know, when someone is spiritually codependent on someone else, there's another word for that. It's a big term. People call those people spiritual vampires or energy vampires. You know what I'm saying? And people that like to suck up other people, other spiritual energy, and use it for their own purposes. Those people are very wicked and evil. You know, they might not necessarily be doing something physical to you, but those people that try to steal energy, they're very wicked. And or people that suck up energy, they're very wicked and very vile people. And some of them don't even know it. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I meant by both. By that spiritual codependency. Now you take for instance. Financial codependency. How many people, you know what I'm saying, up in arms over financial codependency? Usually men. You know what I'm saying. Like I was just saying, Tony. you know, a lot of men take care of the women that they're with, and they don't mind that financial codependency. And some, it's the opposite with some women who are with their men. You know, some women, you know, they handle all of the bills, and they don't mind that their man ain't making as much money as them. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So that's a financial codependency, which usually don't matter until someone is ready to leave the relationship.
Hey, Rose.
Yeah.
I got one for all the gentlemen on here and yourself. This is a great question. Through everything you've accomplished, Mel, Butter, everything you've accomplished, Rose, have you ever felt like no matter what you did, what you said, it was never enough in a relationship? Think about it. A person always complaining. You could say, I'm sorry. You could say...
Oh, I've been in situations like that, definitely.
Yeah. You could say, I'm sorry. You could say, hey, it won't happen again. You know, my bad, I forgot. And this person will not accept anything, try to make you feel bad, and then you get to thinking to yourself, maybe I'm not good enough for this person.
That's called narcissism as well.
Yeah.
The person that's doing that to you. That's narcissism. Yeah. That's narcissism.
Yeah. Well, I feel like if you got people that like say they felt that way, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have to also ask yourself, was that person doing any wrong or was they always right? Because I'm thinking that you would always have to be right to even feel that way.
Well,
y'all agree?
No, I'm not going to say you always got to be right, but it's just like, no, you got some people, like, for instance, let's say you dating somebody, take them out for their birthday, show them a great time. Couple weeks go by, they expect you to do something else. You can't do it. Now they bad-mouthing you. They talking about you. So then you get to thinking, damn, I just did such and such. Damn, I would have thought that they would have appreciated that. And like, they don't appreciate nothing I do. Am I even good enough? So now you're questioning yourself because they belittling you and making you feel like you ain't nothing. And then with that comes the mental part. You get to thinking to yourself, am I doing the right thing by staying in this relationship? Why am I taking this abuse? Because again, I feel like I keep saying, some of us have the codependency of abuse. Some of us like to be abused mentally. Just like you got some women that like getting beat up physically. It's like they enjoy it. Or they feel like the man doesn't love me if he doesn't beat me up. That's showing he cares. So it's like, do they have a dependency for abuse? Does the man have dependency for mental abuse? You know, where he's always being talked down to. But he stay and keep dealing with it over and over and over. Like, how many women have been in relationships where the dude did something to them, beat them up, cheated on them, and they keep going back? So do they have the codependency of this guy? I need to be with him. I need this guy to love me. I need this guy to, you know, hold me. No other man will do it. I just need this guy. So, like, how do people get caught up like that?
Well, you know, Tom, and my situation, Tom, you know, a lot of times, you know, my codependency thing might have just been, and you know, because you're my brother, that I was always accepting of a lot of things with women because I had good women, but I knew I wasn't a good dude that was really deserving of the women I was with because of a lot of crazy ways I was living. You know, things that was drawing me in and out of prison, my drug addiction and, you know, things of that nature. So I felt like, you know, anybody that I had that really called on me or where though in that type of dependency, I felt like, well, I had to be okay with it because of my ways that were negative ways and they were still accepting of having me in their life. So I was good with the situation. But then, you know, when you were sharing with me things about you and your relationship, I would always be like, yo, you just too good for that. Yo, you need to bounce, man. She don't deserve you, you know, she don't appreciate it, you know. And then I know what you were doing, you know, from this point to the next. And it was just only seemed like you was just only as good as your last team.
Absolutely.
So it was like, yo, why still, you know, put yourself through that?
So it goes back to the codependency. Like I said, some of us are codependent on abuse, whether it's low self-esteem, whether it's mental, where a person can drag you through the mud and you just keep accepting it like it's the norm. And many of us, it becomes the norm because we don't realize. It's just like people that got a drug habit and they say, man, I ain't got no habit. When people codependent, they can say the same thing. I don't depend on him. Well, I don't depend on her. But yet you continue
Tone, I think there's a different element when it comes to men, not saying that women don't experience this too. But I think for men that there's a different element, right? Because from a little boy, what have you always been told, man? Anytime something injured you or damaged you, toughen up. Mm-hmm. Take it on the chin. You know what I'm saying? Buck up. You know what I'm saying? Shake it off. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And then that turned into, you know, anytime, you know, we was emotionally damaged. Oh, don't worry about that. You know what I'm saying? Oh, she hurts you. You know what I'm saying? There's other fish in the sea. Find another one. You know what I'm saying? But you're still not talking about the hurt when you say find another one or move on to the next one. You know what I'm saying? You're still not addressing the issue. And I think that because of that, we're more prone to taking that emotional abuse, man. You know, because we're saying in our head, oh, you know, I'm a man, I'm supposed to be able to take this, or, you know, I'm supposed to be able to, you know, take on all things and make sure everything's straight, I'm the provider and so forth. We've been taught that psychologically, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying, to kind of take that abuse, bro.
So how and when do a person makes their mind up to say, I can't depend on this situation or this person anymore? It's just like a person on drugs. At what point do they say, I can't keep depending on this drug to get high, to get through the day? I got to walk away or call it to quits. So when do a person say, it's time for me to walk away from this relationship? I'm going to just have to take this loss.
Okay, I got an answer for that. See, I'm of the mind, bro, and this is just my personal philosophy. I'm of the mind all things ain't all good and everything ain't all bad. Meaning that you have to find the balance. So what I'm saying is, like, there's functional cokeheads. That's, you know what I'm saying? They don't never lose money. You know what I'm saying? They do their little lives or whatever. They got their party. They work a job every day. They hold the family together. And we never know about it. They go die in their grave. And we never know that they was cokeheads. You know what I'm saying? There's functional alcoholics. You know what I'm saying? But I think it's all about discretion and realizing and being aware of what you can do and what you can take care of and understanding your limits as a human being. You know what I'm saying? I think that comes into play because it's like we were saying earlier. You know what I'm saying? We're all a little bit codependent on someone else. No man is an island, but where does it become extreme? You know what I'm saying? Where's the line of self-dependency and codependency? Where does that line, you know what I'm saying? Where's that line and the meet at? Is it a blurry line? Is it a definitive line? Because I think it's kind of blurry. You know what I'm saying? You understanding that you need to be, you know, individually dependent on yourself versus codependent on someone else. You know what I'm saying? I think it's a blurry line. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, we have to learn ourselves in order to figure these things out. You know what I'm saying? But there are certain behaviors, you know what I'm saying, that outright say you're codependent, you're relying on this thing way too much and it's affecting your entire life.
Right.
I think that that's where it becomes that extreme, it becomes an issue. You know what I'm saying? And I think that the definition in the book is trying to explain the more extreme definition of what the word codependency means. You know what I'm saying? Because I tell you one thing, man. There's this chick that I met a long time ago, man. And y'all know who I'm talking about. You know, pretty much everyone here know what I'm talking about. And when I first met her, She had this chick living on her doggone couch. And I was like, what the fuck is going on here? You know, and because she had invited me, you know what I'm saying? She had called me and said, you know, she was low on cash and could I help her out? You know what I'm saying? And help her out with some food and this, that, and the other. So I brought some pizza over. You know, it was Friday. I brought some pizza over. I'm thinking, hey, let me come bring some pizza over. Maybe we can watch a little movie. I get to know her family. You know what I'm saying? This, that, and the other. And then I bounce. You know what I'm saying? But when I came over, somebody was on the damn couch.
Wow.
And I was like, yeah. And I was like, what the hell is going on here? Like, and then she took the pizza and, you know, fed the kids and all that other stuff. And I was like, looking at her like, wait a minute, I haven't ate. You know, I was expecting to come and enjoy the pizza with you and your kids, you know what I'm saying? And she was like, oh, no, I'm sorry, you know what I'm saying? Da-da-da-da. I have this situation. You know, I'm just helping a friend out, this, that, and the other. But I saw, you know, I saw in my mind that she was really being codependent, or there was some type of codependency issues going on in this place. So, but what I had found out, right, is that the person that was living on the couch was basically the mom of one of the kids' friends. And she had ran up on hard times. So this chick had volunteered to help her out. But she had family. She had family in that area. She had daughters, she had cousins, she had aunties, uncles, and all this other shit. And none of those people were willing to help her, but you want to help her.
Yeah. Okay, let me ask you this, Mel. Let me ask you this. Do you think it's that because she may have been needing of that sister for something, let's say this way, you know, person becomes, for the, as they say, for selfish reasons. Let's just say, if I take in, I'm liking that, well, babysit for me, help with clean around the house, which, you know, help with the things that she's codependent of, and she can't afford them or whatever. And with time, do you think she may have been allowing that because of things that she may have needed back from that sister? Like I said, as far as, like, needing somebody to babysit, do the laundry, or things like that.
Well, I completely understand that, but the situation where I saw it was that the chick that I met, she was giving more to the person than the person was giving her. She said that she was helping her with her bills, but then she was complaining that, oh, she wasn't getting all of the money, or she get some of the money, or they, or, you know, something would come up, and it's like, well, you're getting food, you're getting dumped here, man. You need to wake up.
Yeah, you know, the roof over her head needed more than anything. So even if that was the case, the lady that lived in that house, she was always, I mean, seemed like in that situation, the more giving of, to me, because that's the roof she applied over her head. You know, regardless of what she did, she was giving her roof over her head.
And she was not respecting that shit. You know, what this person was doing was what we were talking about earlier, or what Tony pointed out earlier. She was focusing on someone else's problems instead of focusing on her own. Because I was like, how the fuck you got somebody staying on your couch and you can't even get half the rent and you struggling? You asking me to help you buy pizza for your goddamn kids that I ain't been knowing you for that barely 2 weeks.
And you bring
some
else in?
Right, see, but that's what made me say what I said though. Could it been that sister was doing that for, you know, selfish reasons that she didn't, you know, devour, you know, like to speak about, like, because when you find somebody to take some abuse from somebody, it has to be some reason behind it. You see what I'm saying? Especially when they ain't giving you all of the rent. This person got to be contributing in some kind of way.
No, it was very selfish. I know so. Okay. I know so. I don't know exactly what was going on, but I think it was codependency on either, like, companionship or someone that she thought was just like her. And I was like, nah, man, like, nah. Because she told me that. She's like, oh, she's in a situation similar to I was, and this, that, and the other. And I'm like, no, she's not. She's got, she's an older woman than you, first of all. She's like 10 plus years, you're a senior. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So the fact that she don't have her shit together in a certain way, and she's asking you to do her favors, and she has a daughter that is not willing to help her, like, you need to look at that. But she didn't want to look at that, like you said, for her own selfish reasons. And I had to make her see that. I had to make her realize that this shit wasn't healthy. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to do better. You got to help yourself. Like, this shit is crazy. You know, and she told me that the woman's kids were bullying her kids. And I'm like, why the fuck they ain't going yet? Oh, I'm helping her. No, you're not. No, you're not. No, you're not. No, you're not.
You're pleasing her
because now you're helping someone and you need help, and that's selfish for you to be the one that has to help everyone. Like, shit, I don't know these. I'm trying to get with you.
Yeah, especially when you bring a third party in the picture. Man.
Wow.
I had to cut that shit off. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, well, if you want me to deal with you, she got to get me gone. And I mean, like, tomorrow. She was gone, like, the next day.
Yeah.
But I was like, I can't deal with that stuff. But that was a big red flag that I ignored. You know what I'm saying? And then fucking when she got rid of her, you know what I'm saying? I turned into the doggone to the next recipient, so to say. You know what I'm saying? I became the mosquitoes. You know what I'm saying? Target. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, pretty much. You know. So, but what they say? You know what I'm saying? No good deed goes unpunished.
No. Oh,
do you think anybody would get on this topic though, and would fix their mouth to say they are not codependent?
A lot of people would, because of the public opinion on what codependency is. They will probably start with their money. Oh, I don't need nobody for money to do this, that, and the other for me.
That's a lot of women's favorite.
For somebody though, so you're still codependent.
A lot of women's favorite line is, "I don't need a man." A lot of women say that. I don't need no man.
Yep.
I can take care of me.
Yeah, they can say that, but they need something. I mean, for a person to get on and say, "Nah, I ain't codependent." I mean, where, however you look at it, I don't think of the person alive to just say it. I mean, we can fix our mouth to say anything, but I don't think there's a person alive that can say it and really, you know, and have it really mean that they're not, because just like in a money situation, we see every day people with money when it comes on TV, and it's about the problems that they have. You know what I mean? They got money, but they still have problems. So somewhere along the line, they need somebody. They depend on somebody. You know, it's like if they're in a jam and they got to spend money to get out of that jam, they got to be codependent on somebody. So that's why I say, you know, is it anybody that you think can get on in and when we speak in the subject be able to say, "No, I'm not codependent."
Mm-hmm.
Nah, I mean, like we said, I don't think anyone is.
If it would be a person that I would just think that's a person that's arrogant. You know what I mean? Yeah. It would take somebody to say something like that. The only thing I could get from it is that, oh, that's one of them arrogant people. You know, one of them arrogant persons. You know, somebody say they don't need nobody for nothing.
Yeah, but most people would not take this conversation the way that we're saying it, and they would take it the way that we're taking it and have the understanding that we've reached right now. Most people would not. I would say 90% or plus of the country would not understand this conversation that we just had this last hour. You know what I'm saying, or whatever, we've been on the phone 45 minutes or whatever.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because as you can see, as we go along in the conversation of codependency, you see how many different directions it takes you. You see, everywhere that we go in there with this, it can apply to every and any situation, it seems like to me, from listening to what we've been talking about since we've been here. We seem like we've made this apply to like every situation you could think possible, relationships, friendships, people just knowing people and, you know, trying to help friends out or whatever, or people out. It seems like you can just make this codependency thing apply to anything. Everybody has it in their life. There's nobody I think can say that they're living today without being codependent.
Yep. We with all
the everyday things that we do in life. From the time you wake up in the morning, if there's no morning, go out to your front door and let's just say, I don't feel like walking out to the store and you see the guy in the neighborhood that rides the bike that's always running for people for a dollar or a dollar there. Oh, you going down the store this morning? Yeah, can you bring me a tea bag? You see what I'm saying? Well, I'm saying from the time you get up, baby, what time is it?
I get
it. The clock might be right there, but you hollering in the room to your wife or your girlfriend about what time it is. All that is codependent.
Even going to work. You're dependent, man, dependent on the paycheck. Word, man, and
yeah. I think it's just the word that we, you know, we either give it supreme value or we don't give it supreme value, man. Because keep getting right, your lungs are codependent on air.
Yeah.
Your body is codependent on water.
Yeah.
And food and sustenance. You know, so like you know, Butter say, man, there's no one alive that can say that they're not codependent. It's nonsense. It's pure nonsense. Yeah. If you can break it down to, you can keep breaking it down to whatever level you want to. You know what I'm saying? Your cells need blood. Your cells are codependent. The very cells that keep you alive are codependent on something else. Nothing is completely independent because everything is connected, and that's the way God made it. You know, it's up to us to see the connection and to therefore broaden our horizons and our knowledge and our scope and become more godlike.
So sure. Yeah.
Hey, Tom.
Yeah.
You remember that tape to Kanye, the thing you just sent me?
Yeah.
It was some things that he named that he said we was needing of, and he said them in the order that they came up. He was speaking about the water first and something else. He named a few more things.
Right.
Then he was saying we need, you know, that I guess to consist of living, you know, things like that he was speaking on.
Oh, of course. Like I said, we all are dependency of something. You know, because like I said again, whether it's getting up in the morning to go to work, to get a job to pay your bills. You know, mm-hmm. It's just that some people get up, their dependency is to get high. They need that drug to be able to survive. Some people get up, they go stand on a corner with a sign and say they need food to try to get food to eat. Some people, you know, they go out here, they sell drugs to try to take care of themselves. Some people go out here, they dance as strippers or whatever. Everybody has some type of dependency, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's like
there's a lot of trickery involved with that too, which you just said too. How you just said, you know, there's some guys that are standing on the corner, you know, what I'm saying, because they're codependent, they need to feed their family. But there's some guys who stand on the corner because they're codependent on just having the money, or just codependent on getting the feeling of the flip.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. And so, like I said, when we talk about relationships, you know, so many people, they need dependency. Like I said, again, they need a companion. How many women are afraid to be alone? How many men can't be alone? Like I said, you jumping from one relationship, you break up today, you got a whole new relationship 2 days later. You know, when you look at somebody, you know, but you got people out here that's like that. They are dependent on companionship, and if they don't have that, then they got a problem. They gotta have somebody to be able to say, oh, I got a man. You know, they can't be alone. Like when people say, yo, won't you take some time to heal and get yourself together and get your thoughts, You know, man, you know, I remember my brother asking me that one time, like, damn, yo, what you scared to be by yourself? You know, he like, yo, you break up with one girl, yo, you back in another relationship a day or two later. And when I thought about it, I was like, well, damn, maybe I am dependent on needing someone to lay beside me versus, shit, I can be by myself. You know?
Well, we're just going to get you a big teddy bear.
Oh man, I want teddy bears don't hug back.
Look, they don't talk back. They don't ask for nothing, and they can't get pregnant.
That's true. That is true.
You know what too, little Tom? A lot of women, disguise that relationship codependency
mm-hmm.
or sexual codependency. Sexual codependency is what's really going on.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yep. That is exactly what's going on. Yep.
No, they disguise it as, oh, I need to be in a relationship with a man, but it's really sexual codependency.
Yep.
Well, I mean, Tony had someone open up to that, so I know that's real.
Yeah, definitely. That is definitely real.
He you know, so. He just asked the damn question.
That's
only
for you, boy.
So now circle back though to my question earlier. Is one type of codependency worse than the other? Is spiritual codependency worse than sexual codependency, or vice versa? Because that sexual codependency is a motherfucking demon, boy.
Oh, it's demonic. Well, ain't no question.
It seems like they're the same from how you explained spiritual mm-hmm. ones earlier. Because, see, mm-hmm. I know when you said spiritual, I straight went to, you know,
mm-hmm.
God. And I was thinking if it was spiritual, everything was positive before you explained it. Now, when
it
you
is
explain it in those senses, I think there is no difference then, whether it's the sexual one or the spiritual one, because when you broke that spiritual one down, you took me for a loop on that one, because like I said, by you using that word spiritual, I automatically thought something positive. Okay, you talking about God now. But then when you broke it down and explained what you meant, it was like, oh no, that's a whole different thing there, man. We on something else. So when you say sexual or spiritual, from how you explained your spiritual, no, they the same. There's no difference in that.
There it is. I feel you, 1,000%.
So peace of mind, life, family services. We down to the last 2 minutes.
Well, who's gonna close it?
Mel, you want to close it?
I mean, I think that we kind of like. I think we hit a lot of the points, man. This was a very enlightening conversation, even for me, and I thought that. You know, I was very well versed on the situation because of the things that I've been dealing with, man. But, you know, like, having these discussions, man, with like-minded people always opens corridors to thinking, man. And I think that's the most important, man, thing, man, is that we all learn, man, grow and get better, man, with these sessions, man. I'm loving it, man.
So I want to...
Okay, and I just want
to... Go ahead, Rose. Brother, go ahead.
Brother, I know we're ending the...
Uh-huh.
The podcast, and we're coming to a close here, but just keep in mind that even when we're talking on a specific topic, you can uh-huh. always change the topic. You can just change the dynamic and just share whatever story you feel that's resonating with you. So, you know, we can hear what you have to say, and you know, I hope you join us again so we can actually find out who you are, where you come from. We know you're Tony's brother.
Okay.
You know, but we want to know a little bit more about you.
Okay, well, I'm here now. You know, y'all done got me on yet, so, don't let me know what's going to be, and, you know, I'm always thinking of different things, so I can just share with them on, you know, what it is, or like as you said, we come on and we talk on something, you know, I want to share, I'll just bring something about.
Right, you can text it to me throughout the week or whatever, because we do groups in the middle of the week.
Okay.
We're always on, you know, maybe one or three some or something, because
we always, you know, have something new that's happening to us every day.
21 seconds.
We also have trauma in our lives, or, you know, our story, our life story is something that if we don't keep replaying it,
seven,
it won't get better. It just, you know, you don't want to be stuck. So now you've got, you know, a group of people.